Ruth chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem Judah went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. Yahweh deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Yahweh grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said to her, "Surely we will return with you to your people." And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters, why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of Yahweh has gone against me." And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return you after your sister-in-law." And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die will I die, and there will I be buried. Yahweh do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part you and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking to her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said to them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahweh has brought me home again empty. Why then call you me Naomi, seeing Yahweh has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Ruth chapter 2. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come upon a part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "Yahweh be with you." And they answered him, "Yahweh bless you." Then said Boaz to his servant that was set over the reapers, "Whose damsel is this?" And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, "It is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." And she said, "I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came, and has continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz to Ruth, "Hear you not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from here, but stay here close by my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go you after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said to him, "Why have I found grace in your eyes that you should take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?" And Boaz answered and said to her, "It has fully been shown to me all that you have done in your all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people which you knew not before. Yahweh repay your work, and a full reward be given to you from Yahweh God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to trust." Then she said, "Let me find favour in your sight, my lord, for that you have comforted me, and for that you have spoken friendly to your handmaid, though I am not like unto one of your handmaidens." And Boaz said to her, "At mealtime come you here and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was satisfied, and left. And when she had risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls on purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that which she had reserved after she was satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today, and where worked you? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of you." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of Yahweh who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And Naomi said to her, "The man is near of kin to us, one of our next kinsmen." And Ruth the Moabitess said, "He said to me also, 'You shall keep close by my young men until they have ended all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, that they meet you not in any other field." So she kept close by the maidens of Boaz to glean to the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Ruth chapter 3. Then Naomi her mother-in-law said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself therefore, and anoint you, and put your clothing upon you, and get you down to the floor. But make not yourself known to the man until he shall have finished eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in and uncover his feet, and lay you down, and he will tell you what you shall do." And she said to her, "All that you say to me I will do." And she went down to the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law told her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid herself down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who are you? And she answered, I am Ruth, your handmaid. Spread therefore your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be you of Yahweh, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you followed not young men, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to you all that you require, for all the city of my people does know that you are a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am your near kinsman, however there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform to you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to you, then will I do the part of a kinsman to you. As Yahweh lives, lie down until the morning. And she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could recognize another. And he said, Let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. And he said, Bring the veil that you have upon you, and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who are you, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he to me, for he said to me, Go not empty unto your mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he has finished the matter this day. Ruth chapter 4. Then went Boaz up to the gate and sat him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit you down here. And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman Naomi, that has come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to reveal to you, saying, Buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, The day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem you my right to yourself, for I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, for to confirm all things a man plucked off his shoe and gave it to his neighbour, and this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, Buy it for yourself. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place you are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Yahweh, make the woman that has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do you worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore unto Judah, of the seed which Yahweh shall give you from this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, Yahweh gave her conception, and she bore a son. And the women said to Naomi, Blessed be Yahweh, which has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be to you a restorer of your life, and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law, which loves you, which is better to you than seven sons, has borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom, and became a nurse to it. And the women, her neighbours, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David.